Well, I hate to begin tonight by stating the obvious, but a shepherd's job was shepherding. Shepherding was what shepherds did day in and day out, or in this case, night in and night out. Shepherding for shepherds was real life. That was ordinary. It was as ordinary and seemingly significant to them as going to the office and back to the same old neighborhood, spending time with family, paying bills. All of those things are to us. You see, we spend 2 months preparing for Christmas. It's a special occasion for us. And of course, by preparing, I mean watching Christmas commercials and decorating and shopping. But we spend a long time preparing for this special occasion. But unless you count the hundreds of years that Israel had been waiting for this Messiah, this Lord to come into the world and save them, these shepherds had no preparation for what was about to happen. No warning that anything tonight was going to be anything different than just going to and from the fields like normal. And it was in the middle of this ordinary night that this extraordinary scene comes about. They have these angels who come and tell them that God has come into this world. And they are actually invited, these shepherds, outcasts on the outskirts of town, are invited to come in and see this child. And then they're serenaded by this heavenly choir of angels that is giving them this first Christmas message. And we might think that that extraordinary scene might have been just about enough excitement for such an ordinary night. But as it turns out, hearing the Christmas message is just the beginning for the shepherds and for us. For the shepherds, it turns out, as we follow their story, that hearing the Christmas message began a journey, and a five-part journey and response that we're going to look at tonight. Hearing the Christmas message was just the beginning. And their first part of their response is a decision. Let's go, they say. Verse 15 says, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go now to Bethlehem. Now, pause for a moment. I don't think the shepherds said, let us go now to Bethlehem. I think it was more like, let's go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us. They've heard this message that God has come, the Messiah is here, and he's come for you. And this is a message that makes all who believe it not just sit there and say, that's good news, but say, let's go. Let's see what this is all about. This is not the kind of news that you read in the newspaper and then shut the paper and go about your daily business as it was before. The shepherds are not content just hearing the Christmas message, just knowing God has come. They want to go meet him. And that's good, because God didn't just come here to go about some business project and be left alone. He came here because he wanted us to meet him and to be in a relationship with him. And because the shepherds went, they found and they saw. So when they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger, it says when they saw this. You see, there are really two kinds of faith. There's the kind of faith that hears something, says, okay, that sounds good. And then there's the kind of faith that finds and sees and experiences and encounters. It reminds me of an Old Testament man named Job. And Job was a very religious man. But in Job's darkest hour, God comes to him and he encounters this God who he'd heard about for the rest of his life. And when God has spoken to him and shown himself to him, Job says, my ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. It wasn't just a faith that had heard the message. It was a faith that had encountered this God. And it changed him. And some of you tonight may have heard this message a number of times. You may have heard about this God who's there. You may have heard about all the rules he has and all the things he expects you to do. But friends, there is so much more. And that's what the Christmas message tells us. That God doesn't just want you to hear about him and do the right things. He wants to be with you and to walk through life at your side. That is the Christmas message. And the shepherds, when they go, they don't just hear it, they find and they see. And when they have found and saw, the next thing they do is they share the message. It says, when they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. Now, I don't know who all was there that night. Apparently, it was more than just the shepherds and Mary and Joseph and Jesus. Maybe it was some of the townspeople. Maybe it was people from the house or the inn who came back and saw them. I don't know. But the shepherds want to make sure that this message they've heard is passed on. Because it's one thing to know that a baby was born and named Jesus. And a lot of people know that there was a baby born and named Jesus. But it's another thing to know the significance of that event. To know the significance of that life. This, say the shepherds, is the one that we have been waiting for. This is the Savior. And if we look around ourselves, we know, just like the shepherds knew, that we live in a world in need of saving. And if we look inside, we see that we have lives that are in some need of saving as well. And this is the child. This is the one chosen by God and sent by God, the Messiah. This is the Lord come into His creation to save it. In essence, the shepherds are saying this child here in the manger is just the beginning. This child has so much more in store for us. And then we learn in verse 20 that the shepherds returned. And we all return to real life. The shepherds, I'm sure, went back to their flocks in the fields. Whatever the highlight of your Christmas season is, maybe it's church tonight. That would be fantastic. But whatever the highlight of your Christmas season is, you will return. You will go back to your jobs or job searching. You'll go back to the same people. You'll go back to the same neighborhood. You'll go back to the same school. You will return. And sometimes we expect that what God wants to do and what we want God to do is change all of those things, is change all of our surroundings, is change our circumstances. And we say things, or maybe we think things like, if God really loved me, if God were real, He would change my circumstances. He would give me more money. He would heal my medical condition. He would get me out of this place. But when we encounter, like the shepherds, when we encounter this Savior, this Christ, the Lord, God does something better than change our circumstances and surroundings. He changes us. That is the Christmas miracle. That God did something more than getting us out of all these broken things, by getting us out of this broken world. God didn't just come into the world to take us out. Anyone can throw away something that's broken and start over. What God did was a whole other thing. What God did was take what is broken and renew it and refresh it and redeem it and resurrect it. And He started with our lives. And so it's good that we return. It's good that we go back to the places we came from and the people that we know. Because when we have encountered God and when He has changed us and renewed us and refreshed us and redeemed us and started to resurrect us, and we go back, people start to see that story, see that process in our lives. And God has called us into the task of inviting them into that story. To say, it's not just for me, it's for you too. And so the shepherds may return to the same fields and the same sheep and the same surroundings, but it says the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. Their worship and their joy from this encounter doesn't end in the manger. Life is no longer this two-dimensional thing, like some old Super Mario Brothers game where you can just go forward and backward, up and down, you know. It's not just going to and from the fields every day. Life is now this three-dimensional thing. They are now seeing the world the way it really is, as a place where this loving and transforming God can come into the most ordinary circumstances and bring renewal and refreshment and redemption and resurrection. And they go back with joy because they have been invited into that beautiful renewal process. The shepherds have been invited in to this redemption story. On Christmas, the shepherds don't just hear the message. They go and they encounter this Christ, this Messiah, the Lord. And they share the message about who this is. And then they return, renewed, and seeing the world completely differently. Hearing the Christmas message for the shepherds was just the beginning of their new life. And Jesus' birth is actually just the beginning of what he came here to do as well. See, Luke is telling us a story about Jesus. And his gospel is 24 chapters long. And if you include his sequel about the story of Jesus and the spirit of Jesus being lived out in his disciples in the book of Acts, Luke has given us a 52-chapter story. And Jesus' birth is just chapter 2. See, Jesus didn't come just to be born. He came to walk with us. He came to teach us. He came to show us how to live the life we were created to live. He even came to die for us so that we could be invited into this kind of show-and-tell community where people see this renewing and redeeming story of God at work. Jesus came to replace our foolishness and confusion with wisdom, as he taught us. He came to replace our guilt and our shame with forgiveness and freedom. That's why he died for us. And he came to take aimless and ordinary people and give us new and purposeful lives. Now let's be honest. For some, and sometimes for me, coming to church on Christmas Eve, maybe if that's when you come to church, or maybe coming to church on a Sunday is just sometimes part of an ordinary life. Just like you go to work and home, you go to the doctor's office and home, you go to church and home. And this might be just one of those ordinary nights. But tonight we have heard the message. We've heard the Christmas message. We've sung about it. We've prayed about it. I've been talking about it for the last, 15 minutes or so. And we're going to have it symbolized to us in communion in a few minutes. We have heard the Christmas message tonight. And just like the shepherds, we're going to go back to those same people and places. And as much as I hope tonight is a joyful celebration, as much as I hope tonight is a meaningful service, more than that, I hope that tonight is just the beginning. When you go back to those people and places, you don't have to go back the same person. You can go back and say, this story, this night was just the beginning of what God is doing in my life. You don't have to settle for just hearing about God. You can go and say, I want to encounter God. I want to have a relationship with God because that's what God came here to do. This can be the beginning of your story where you said, let's go. This can be the beginning of a three-dimensional life where you return to your family and your neighborhood and work and school, and those things aren't just part of the daily routine. Those things are all people and places where God might come in and start renewing and refreshing and redeeming and resurrecting with his power. It's those people and places that if you have encountered God, can look at your life and they can see how he has changed you. They can see the joy and the hope and the peace and the purpose that he's given you. And maybe by seeing you and hearing that story told from your life, maybe that will be then their beginning. The beginning of their journey and their story. The time where they say, I want to encounter this God too. And I want to experience this love and this power that he has for me. And if you want this to be the beginning of this new life, this three-dimensional life, you might say, what should I do then? Well, what I would suggest tonight is that you just tell someone, just like the shepherds, they told when they had seen, I want you to tell someone. I want you to go back and maybe there's a church close to your house and go tell someone there. Or maybe there's someone in your life you know who is already experiencing this encounter And you can see that they are walking with God, this God who came to be with us. And I want you to tell them, or I want you to tell someone here, or tell me, say, I want this new kind of life. I want to walk together with other shepherds, just ordinary shepherds who have experienced this encounter with God. And tell us that you want to begin that journey. You want to encounter God. You want to experience the new life that He has for you. And you want to be someone who can invite people into that very same life. That is the Christmas message. That's what you're invited into. And that is what can happen, not just tonight, but for the rest of your life. Let's pray. Loving God, I thank You for coming to be with us. As much as sometimes we want to just be left alone, I thank You that You didn't leave us alone. And that You give us a second chance. And Lord, I pray that all of us, as easy as it is to get into those routines of life and just see things in two dimensions, Lord, I pray that You would open our eyes to see You and how You are working in our lives and how You can change us and how You can make us the people that You created us to be. Lord, open our hearts to You tonight. And allow us to encounter You and to experience Your love. All this we pray in the name of Jesus, who came to be with us. Amen.